Baptists are fined in Kazakhstan. Adoption makes its way into Ghana, and a ministry survives Cyclone Giovanna. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The reality of a harsh new religion law in Kazakhstan is coming into focus. The image isn't pretty. Forum 18 News Service announced last week the first known use of the law. A Baptist was fined a year and a half's wages for leading a house church. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
apparently this was done under some provision that was introduced in the new amendments to the religion laws that we've been talking about thus far. And then this judge, I guess, also banned the congregation from meeting.
It's a small answer to how the law will be used. Many questions remain.
What sort of obstacles are going to be in their way for forming a new church, because of the numbers requirements that would be imposed? Let's say if they're just simply trying to witness their faith out on the street, are they going to be arrested for doing so because they're outside of the church building? I mean, who knows? Are they going to be prohibited from working with children?
Pray for religious freedom and kingdom growth. Next, the World Health Organization had reported that there were 650,000 people who die every year of malaria. Well, now those statistics are considerably higher. KCC is with E3 Partners Malaria Cube. C says,
there's over a million deaths every year in the world due to malaria, and two-thirds of the world's population is affected by malaria.
E3 Partners created the Malaria Cube to help. Now they're partnering with World Vision for Education. 400 Malaria Cubes were recently sent to Kenya for training.
Only 55% of the people that they've been working with over there understand that malaria comes from a mosquito bite.
Is the Malaria Cube evangelistic? Well, C says,
the end of the message is not necessarily a gospel message, but it is a message about healing and hope, and there are many of the leaders that saw that as a lead into the simple message of the gospel as well.
You're listening to Mission Network News. You may have heard some controversy over the last few weeks involving Wycliffe Bible translators. There's been some debate over the way the words Son of God, Son, and Father are translated, vital phrases for the spread of the gospel. In a recent press release, Wycliffe agreed to submit to a review of those specific Bible translation practices. You can find their full response at our website. Mission Network News will be following up on this story in the days ahead. Elsewhere, Ghana is the second largest country in West Africa. Urbanization and modernization comes with the territory of growth, but that can also bring its own challenge. More and more heads of household are going to work struggling to eke out a living for their family members. The fabric of society, the family, is tearing. Bethany Christian Services' Kim Batt says they just started a program in Ghana.
After they saw our foster care program in Ethiopia, we were invited by government officials to partner with them in order to work on intercountry adoption, foster care, domestic adoption, and family reunification.
The idea is to help families heal. This often happens through the gospel and with the help of the local church.
Our staff in Ghana are all Christians, and that's something that they're going to continue to do through orphanages. And many of the foster families will be Christians, as we will find them through the church.
And Cyclone Giovanna killed 16 in Madagascar last week before taking aim at Mozambique. Audio Scripture Ministries' studio project was in its path after having weathered two other storms within the last 2 months. A call to prayer went up, and the storm actually did a U-turn heading back to Madagascar, all the while losing strength. The team is thanking God for answered prayer. Weather delays to the construction didn't stop the teams. They're still working on the recording and distribution of God's Word in audio. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be International Bible Society, wants to give you a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or share the gospel with a friend. How do you get your pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John? Call us, 1-800-995-4828, or you can place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.